It is 3 o'clock. We're meeting in the conference room chambers of the Uinta County Board of Commissioners. We will start with a prayer by Monica Hill and the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Norton. Amen.
Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you all very much. Thanks, Monica. Thank you, Sonia. Alrighty. First order of business is approval of the minutes, November 18th and November 19th. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of November 18th and 19th.
Questions, comments? Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, approval of the warrants. Caleb?
Good afternoon, commissioners. So I'm here to present the warrants from 11/20 in the amount of $1,576,630.94. So made a couple highlights here. The Central Canal, we issued a check for $940,674.58. Just so I guess everybody has context, this is a pass-through, so we receive it and we'll this is us, so I think we're still waiting on that communication to get that money. And then the Vernal City Court share, this is about 3 months, and then there were some utilities in it, but it's $247,147.80. And then we had some painting at Western Park from Young Bros for $17,406. And the majority was U.S. Bank, which is our P cards.
Sorry, who was the $247,000 to?
So the Vernal City Court share. So the
Justice Court. And what, I missed it, I wasn't writing quick enough. The date of the warrants and the total amount?
So it's dated 11/20.
Okay.
And then you just wanted the total?
Yes, please.
So $1,576,630.94.
Thank you.
Any other questions on that?
Questions, comments, concerns? All right, call for a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the warrants as presented.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Any tax matters, sir?
None today from our office.
Okay. No tax matters today? Fee schedule. Attorney Anderson.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. I will handle this one. I noticed there are some department heads out here also, so if they have anything to add to this, feel free. Commissioners, once again, we recommend some changes to our fee schedule, to our county fee schedule. This involves it's like 7 or 8 departments and also just some general fees. I will go through those just to be clear. First of all, the county attorney's office recommends that with grandma requests, we make it a county-wide instead of letting each department have their own. We just make it to, there is a one county-wide policy for all grammar requests concerning the time and the cost, and that would be the first 15 minutes are free, an hourly charge cannot exceed the salary of the lowest paid employee of the custodian of the records for each department. That would just make it clear for people who do submit grammar requests. And that is according to state statute. The first 15 minutes free, and then the cost would be the payment of the salary of the lowest paid employee to help with that. We next have some changes to the cemetery department. This concerns burial fees for residents and non-residents. They both have increased from residents from $600 to $900 in certain cemeteries. And then also opening and closing fees have increased on Saturdays from to $1,200 for residents and to $1,800 for non-residents. Once again, we have for the county-wide, we have a change to the fee schedule. A stop payment fee, banks have increased their costs from $20 to $25, so we recommend that we change that to $25 for a stop payment fee. Our landfill schedule, there was one added. A side dump has been added because that is larger than a dump truck. That would be $60 for a normal fee and $130 for an untarped fee. Other than that, the normal fee section for all of the landfill was excluded last time, so we've just put that back on. We did remove some fees from the library concerning non-residents. That was just taken out after some policy changes we made to the library a few weeks ago. We did also add certain copies that would be allowed, and they are 35 cents per sheet. The cost did not increase. We just added some different types of some different types of copies that could be made. Also, there's a rental room in the library, the hourly rate has been changed from a certain percentage to the rate of the lowest paid available employee times the hours spent cleaning that room afterwards, with a maximum amount of $100. And then there were two new additions for books. The Outlaw Journal is $15 per journal, and a hardbound history books are $25 per book. For the road department, we're adding the cattle guard installation, which would be $5,750 per cattle guard, and a gate permit fee of $50. That would be for an application to put a gate on a county road. We removed the grandma information from the sheriff's office just to put that in the county-wide general fees. The Western Park has quite a few changes. They have not changed their rates in, I believe, about 10 years or so. They have increased those rates. Various conference rooms have gone up about $25, $50 each, up to like $100 and $200 concessions. The use of the kitchen, the cost of the using the risers, the main indoor rental area also has increased, the event admission rate. If you'd like, I can read these amounts. Otherwise, they have increased, like I say, about $20, $50, $100 each. And I believe that is it. I thought there were some changes in Western Park as well.
There are.
Let me see, maybe I included that with the conference center, but Western Park has also they've increased their rates for the arena, for use of conference rooms, for concessions, as has the conference center. We would ask that the commission approve this. We're trying to get it so that we only change the fee schedule once or twice a year. So this would be the last time this year, and hopefully we would not have to do that for another 6 months or so. If the commission does have any questions, I can answer that, or if there's any department heads also.
Lauren, you made the comment about $5,000 for installation of the cattle guard. I would assume that's the request of the land, private landowner.
Yes.
If we ask that to happen, then obviously we're not charging them for that.
That's our cost for someone who asks for that.
And the landowner will pay it, or we pay that?
No, that it's a benefit to the landowner. The landowner would pay for that. And that is $5,750 per cattle guard. So that would be the... If we did it, that would be our cost, right? But if we did it for someone or
that's
someone wanted
I,
it, that would be
asking.
Their cost.
We do it, that's going on their property. That's at our...
But if it is their request,
yep.
And they're required to do that, yeah, that is their cost.
All right, also, I believe that we discussed and agreed that originally on this, that any advance bookings in the convention centers or anywhere, that current price that we have will no longer be good. It'll be on the new fee schedule for anything booked that will occur on or after January 1st of 26.
That was mentioned. So this does not take effect until the middle of December for 15 days after signature. But all those rooms that have been rented, they will keep that rate that they were rented at.
Right. Okay. We'll call for a motion for Ordinance 11-12-2501. Is that the right number?
Yep.
I've got an old copy, I just want to make sure.
I'll make the motion that we approve Ordinance number 11-12-202501 as presented.
Any further questions or discussion? Okay, call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. SML Strategic LLC FY2627 contract. Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, Commissioners. I have this one as well. This is for a contract with SML Strategic LLC, who provides services for the County Attorney's Office and the Criminal Justice Center. All of this money is in the budget and comes from a state grant. The amount of this is for a 12-month period. The amount is $139,800 to be paid monthly. It's approximately $1,165 a month. It will begin January 1st and ends the 31st of December, and this is for these services. We did sign a contract with them earlier this year. Nothing has changed from that, nothing substantial. It's the exact same contract, other than the dates have changed and the amount. And once again, this comes from the state. These monies come from the state. Do you have any questions?
Any questions or comments? All right, call for a motion. Certainly, sir.
Commissioners, Jamin Thomas, the county attorney. Couple things I just wanted to add to this is SML Strategic not only serves the county attorney's office and pretrial services and the criminal justice, but she also does work for the sheriff's office and for the commission. So it's a countywide contract. This is based, the reason that we're asking for another contract is when we signed the contract originally, we were working towards making Charmaine a full-time employee. The commission decided not to do that. So in conjunction with the grant administrator, when we talked to the grant administrator, he okayed these contracts. The grant administrator did wish to convey his disappointment and his surprise that we haven't made an employee. But this is within the grant. It's what was submitted in the budget proposal. And so I'm asking that the commission approve it.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
I did say in the contract, though, that she's basically works with you and your direction.
Yeah, she's under the authority of the county attorney's office.
Okay. That's what I saw in the contract.
Anything further? Call for a motion.
I would make the motion that we approve the SML Strategic LLC fiscal year 26/27 contract as presented.
Call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right, trail easement agreement with USU, Matt.
Yeah, Matt Kazir with Community Development. I got a few items here. The first one's a trail easement with USU. This is for the Service Canal Trail. For both the trail that goes south from 500 North, and then it also runs along, parts of it also run along 500 North. East and west. So this would cover all of that ground there that's all owned by USU. And so we've got the trail easement, and then we also have a temporary agreement for trail